And no money made at all tonight. Tell the folks at home, Jeff, why so picky?
I made $25 way easier than that at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular is kicking off their 25th year. And when I signed up for service, I received $25 off my bill, 25 bonus gigs, 25% off select accessories, and they even offer another $25 in discounts on purchased phones. I actually saved even more by going with the new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime, which was free when I signed up. Way easier than eating bugs or cleaning toilets, don't you think?
Easier than hosting this show, too. That's all the time we have, folks. If you need me, I'll be at Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe Carol Pigeon in Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
After the first quarter, Ubley leads Kansas City by 3, 20-17. Kansas City gets the ball on the first possession of the second quarter. Top of the key, Cathrell to the left elbow to Logan Schenck, nearly stolen, but he finally grabs it top of the key. To Devin Kluger into the corner, tries to dribble down the baseline, nothing there, gives it up to Logan Schenck. And back up to Sawyer Cathrell. Being guarded by John Brandle from 10 feet over the left wing to Brad Hacker. Left elbow, Darren Miller to the right wing. Devin Kluger feeds it into the low post to Darren Miller, and we have a whistle, arms all over Miller. This will be the fourth team foul for Ubley, and the foul goes against number 20, Anthony Sweeney, his first. And it is stolen out of the gates, and it's actually going to result in a jump ball as Matt Mychek, the sophomore, tangles up, and it's going to be possession arrow. Ubley.
What I like about him is he anticipates. This kid is must be a thinker out there. I mean, he's just amazing.
Ubley ball, 20-17 with the lead, 7:14 left in the first half. Jeffrey Wright to Anthony Sweeney, left wing, and he can't hang on to it. Dominic Rosenthal scoops it up. Right wing, Matt Mychek. Rosenthal, high post. And we have a push from behind, and it'll be Ubley ball on the baseline. Third team foul. Forecast City.
It's going against Devin Kluger.
And the seniors' first foul. John Brandle sits down. He's replaced by, I believe, Trevor Jepeski. Out there for Ubley right now. Jeffrey Wright inbounding to Matt Mychek, top of the key. And it's stolen away by Sawyer Cathrell. Ubley wanted to foul. Cathrell transition bucket for 2 points. His first points of the night. 1 point ball game, 20-19. Ubley by one. 6:50 left in the second quarter. Reverse layup from Matt Mychek is no good. Rebound brought in by Sawyer Cathrell. 6:35 left in the second. This game, John, does not have much of a rhythm quite yet.
Not yet, but it sure doesn't look like that 30-22 kind of game.
Sawyer Cathrell to Logan Schenck, low post, and he can't make it. He was too wide open. Rebound Rosenthal.
That's the toughest shot in basketball.
That open shot?
Yep.
On the other end, Trevor Jepeski goes up for the layup, and he is fouled. This appears to be against Darren Miller of Kansas City. If it is, that's his first. Nope. I take that back. It's against Logan Schenck. That's his first. And team's fourth.
That's hard to do. You compound one mistake with another, but that miss that he made in there, that layup, believe me, it's almost like having two sacks of potatoes right on you. It's a tough shot.
And he makes the first free throw. Jepeski, 1-for-1 on the night. Substitution for Kansas City is number 30 and 22. That would be Nick Perry and Chase Winter. Can hardly keep up with the substitutions tonight.
It's like a hockey game.
Second free throw from Jepeski. And off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound still loose. And it goes out of bounds, and they're going to say Kansas City ball.
I think he was ready to signal first down. I really do.
So.
He was thinking about it. But
Chase Winter inbounds to Cathrell. 6:05 left in the second quarter. 21-19, Ubley leads Kansas City by 2 points. Cathrell across the timeline, passes to the left wing to Nick Perry. Surveys the prairie. Back to Cathrell in the corner, dribbles down the baseline, pulls up for the jump shot. Off the mark, rebound Rosenthal. Here comes Ubley. Jeffrey Wright dribbling at the free throw line to the right wing. Sweeney for three. Yes! Anthony Sweeney with 5 points. Extends the lead out to 5, 24-19. 5:35 left in the first half.
If Sweeney gets hot, watch out.
So Erica Threl dribbling against Trpesky. Ubley in a man-to-man defense. Right wing to Hacker. Feeds it in to Jason Winter. Back into the corner, Cathrell. Hacker to left wing, Nick Perry. Cassidy passing like it's their second job.
They're being very patient, though. They're trying to get that ball inside of the post.
Nick Perry at the left elbow. Back up to Sawyer Cathrell, who launches a wide open three. This one bounces high and comes down no good. And they're going to say out of bounds. Last touch by Black Jersey. Cassidy ball underneath their own hoop. John Brandel comes in, replaces the sophomore, Matt Majcek. 5:03 left in the second, 24-19, Ubley by 5 over Cass City.
Nice round of applause for the sophomore.
Brad Hacker inbounding to Chase Winter, into Nick Perry in the lane, and gets it for 2 points. Nick Perry with two. Anthony Sweeney to Rosenthal, back up to John Brandel. Ubley leading by 3, 24-21. High post to Rosenthal, give and go to right, back out to John Brandel for 3, and this one's no good. Rebound Brad Hacker. Both teams resulting to threes after not much passing now. Logan Schenk, right wing, top of the key to Winter over the left wing to Cathrell. Nick Perry, one dribble, feeds it back to the left wing to Cathrell, down to the low post, Schenk. Double team coming, kicks it back out to Cathrell for 3, no, rebound Schenk. Ubley wanted to push off, none was called. In the lane, Nick Perry can't hang on to it, but Rosenthal touched it last out of bounds.
I'll tell you, Schenk is really working on the inside. He's not getting a lot of offensive rewards out of the deal, but believe me, he's going after any loose ball, rebounds, you name it. He's doing a good job for the Redhawks.
He has 3 offensive boards and 3 points of the night. 1 field goal, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Nick Perry into the corner to Cathrell. Cassidy's entire offense relies around Sawyer Cathrell. We're halfway through the second quarter, 24-21, Ubley over Cass City. Brad Hacker swerves into the lane, can't hang on to it, and goes out of bounds, Ubley ball. Substitution for the Redhawks, number 20, Keith Lounsbury. He replaces Nick Perry, and now Devin Kluger comes in. He replaces Brad Hacker.
Line change.
Ugh. This is game number one. I can't wait till game number two. 3:50 left in the first half. 24-21. Ubley with the ball and a 3-point lead. Into the corner, Trevor Trpesky. Rosenthal came in around on the motion. Over to the right wing, Anthony Sweeney. Dribbling against Lounsbury. Now Jeffrey Wright. Back up to John Brandel. Dives down the right side of the lane. Goes up for the layup. He is fouled and one.
What a nice drive from John Brandel.
John Brandel's first points of the night makes it count for an old-fashioned 3-point play upcoming. Foul goes against number 4, Devin Kluger. That's his second. And team's 5th. Foul trouble forecast City. Devin Kluger has 2. Parker Hare has 2. Mind you, Parker Hare had 9 points in that first half, first quarter alone. John Brandel gets the 3-point play to fall. Free throw is good. Extends the lead out to 6:27-21.
This game's starting to settle in a little bit.
A little bit. 3:25 left in the first half. Chase Winter gets a storm by Dominic Rosenthal in transition. Goes up for the layup, and it's in for 2 points. And we have a timeout, a full timeout called by Tyler Earl of Cass City. It's Ubley 29, Cass City 21.
A lot has happened over the past year to make Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store your preferred source for agricultural and mechanical tools and hardware, livestock and pet feeds and meds, convenience lumber, and much more than we can mention here. This year, baby chick days have been added to the Cass City store, and they're taking chick orders now for pickup April 13th, but only at the Cass City location, corner of Bay City, Forestville Road and M53. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Good luck to the Cass City Redhawks tonight and in the March District Playoffs.
Come to Moore Motors in Carroll if your Ford lease ends before May 31st, and Ford will waive your last payments if you buy or lease a new Ford. Also, we have some 2015 models at blowout deals. We have a 2015 Fiesta, Taurus, Transit Connect cargo van, and Lincoln MKT. We also have 2015 Dodge Journeys and Grand